The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye ja. Sawal kiye ja. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program that you absolutely have to find out about if you have a child that age. SafariKidCA.com. SafariKidCA.com. And of course, our Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. The more likes we have, the more likelihood there is that this show will keep on going. We won't spam you with a lot of stuff, just upcoming information, information about upcoming shows, and of course, pictures of the kids who win. No, pictures of everybody. And of course, we put up a bonus Facebook question, and today there's one there too. So during the break, you can go and check out Facebook. If you're on Facebook, see the Safari Quiz Show and try to answer our bonus question. We always talk about our sponsors and it goes on and on and on. But today I'm just going to mention one sponsor every time we have a break. So our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA, a well-known CPA firm in the Bay Area, having three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale and Pleasanton. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate, LLC, partnership, tax preparation and individual tax preparation. Contact them at 510-825-7563. Visit SanjeevCPA.com. SanjeevCPA.com. And if you mention the Safari Quiz Show, you get a 10% discount. Please support our sponsors because then they support us. Today we have third graders in the studio with me today. A couple of them are very new, so I'm going to explain the rules to all of them once before we start the show, before we get to meet them. So here's how it goes. I think those who listen to the show regularly know this, but I'm going to repeat it anyway. We have three rounds, three categories. Each has 10 questions. And in between the categories, we take a little break when we figure out who won the points in the studio, as well as our listener question. We ask a listener question at the end of each category, which is not open to the kids in the studio, but open to our listeners. And then we figure out who won from all the correct answers we get from the listeners. In the studio, when you hear the question, you have to buzz if you know the answer. Here's the deal. If you don't know the answer, you don't have to buzz. If you know the answer, if you think you know the answer, you can buzz. If two or three of you buzz at the same time, the machine decides who buzzed first and their buzzer will light up. Got it? Yeah? Okay. So the buzzer will light up and only that person can answer. So don't raise your hand. Don't blurt out the answer. Just wait to see whose buzzer lit up and then that person gets to answer. If the person whose buzzer lit up answers the question right, they get 10 points. If they don't answer the question right or if they don't know the answer, the question passes. In this case, it's going to pass like this in an anti-clockwise direction. Got it? And if the question comes to you as a passed question, you have an option to say pass if you don't know. You don't have to answer. There is no penalty for passing. You get 0 points, but you also don't get any negative points. But if you answer the question and it's wrong, you get -5. Got it? We'll start with some easy rounds so everybody is very comfortable with this today. We did not have any time to practice before the show. So I think we're going to start with the easy round so everybody gets very comfortable with our categories and our procedure in the studio. With that, let's meet our contestants today. Our first contestant is a returning contestant. So she's been here a couple of times and she knows how all of this works. Janaz, welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Janaz. I go to Warwick School and I'm 8 years old.
So almost coming to the end of third grade, you're going to be a fourth grader soon?
Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to it?
Yeah.
How was this year?
Pretty good.
Pretty good? Had fun with friends?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Janaz, welcome back to the show. And our next contestant is Nihar. Welcome to the show, Nihar. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Nihar. I'm 8 years old and I go to Chadbourne Elementary School.
Awesome. So what do you like to do for fun?
I don't know.
Read? Play video games?
Yeah.
Yeah? You play video games?
Yeah.
What do you play?
On the iPad.
What name a game you play?
Clash of Clans.
Clash of Clans. Is it very complicated?
No.
No, it's just simple? Is it a shooting game kind of thing?
No.
What do you have to do in it?
It's like you have to build this thing.
You have to build a fort?
Yeah.
Yeah? And you have to protect it against the army?
Yeah.
Ah, is it fun?
Mm-hmm.
No, is it your own iPad or you have to borrow your parents' iPad?
It's the family's iPad.
It's a family iPad. All right. Okay, welcome to the show, Nihar. And our third contestant is a very sweet voice that you'll probably recognize. Welcome to Soumya. Welcome, Soumya. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Soumya. I'm 8 years old. I go to Cuesta Elementary School in Mountain House.
Where is Mountain House?
Name
a city nearby.
Tracy.
Tracy, wow, you've come a long way. Well, thank you so much for coming to the show from all the way away in Tracy. Do you get to hear the show there?
Yeah, but we don't exactly go from there. We have Sanskrit class, and when we come back, the show is just starting. So on the way back, we listen to it.
Oh, it's on a drive.
Yeah.
That's very nice. But I'm glad you drove all the way from home today to be on the show. That's wonderful. So Soumya, tell me a little bit about yourself. You told me you're in Cuesta school, right? You're a third grader too?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to do gymnastics. I like to read. And
what do you like to read? What are you reading now?
I'm reading Harry Potter.
Oh, lucky. One of those lucky youngsters who is just starting out. Which book are you on?
The first book. I have just 3 more chapters to finish it.
Is it interesting?
Yeah.
Have you seen the movies?
Yeah.
Oh, so you know how it ends.
The first 2 ones.
Oh, you've seen the first 2 movies. Okay. I think it's fair. I think the rule I had in my family was when my daughter could finish the book, she could watch the movie. So that was a big incentive for her to actually finish the books.
I kind of wanted to see the difference between the book and the movie.
I actually liked the first 2 movies. After that, I actually lost a little bit of interest till we got to the end. Yeah. Prisoner of Azkaban was not my favorite movie. All right. So are you ready to play?
Yeah.
Let's start with an easy round so everybody figures out how this buzzer works and how the passing works and how the points work. Miss Anu is here and she's going to hand out the points. The maroon chips are the 10 points and the white chips are the 5 points. And don't worry about counting it while we're playing the game. When we have a break, and we have 3 breaks today, when we're doing the breaks, we can figure out points and everything, okay? So before we start, we always do a little buzzer check. So we know that everybody's buzzer is working and there's no, like, problems with here this. So, Jinaz, how about you? Nihar? And Soumya? All right. Everybody's buzzer is working. Ready for the first question? Remember, if you know the answer, buzz. And our first category is things that are yellow. Things that are yellow. All right? Animal on a farm about whom the riddle goes, why did it cross the road?
Chicken.
Very good. 10 points to Soumya. You got it? You got how the questions are going? All right, let's do a few more. Question number 2. This yummy thing on a pizza is often portrayed as a yellow wedge.
Pineapple.
Ooh, that is... Actually, you know what? It's not portrayed as a yellow wedge, so I can't give you that. So it's minus 5 for Jana's question, passes to Nihar. I had to think about that a little bit, because that was actually correct, in half correct. Nihar, it's portrayed as a yellow wedge. That means when you see it in a picture, they usually show it as a yellow wedge. What is the thing on the pizza that would be yellow?
What's a wedge?
A wedge. A yellow triangle.
Oh.
You can say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
Soumya?
Cheese.
Exactly right. 5 points. But pineapple really threw me for a loop a little bit. It's not portrayed as a yellow wedge, which is why I didn't give. Though, it is a yellow wedge on the pizza sometimes. Okay. Maybe I should... No minus points for you. Because that was half correct. Okay. Question number 3. Fruit that monkeys love.
Banana.
Banana. Soumya, very good. Question number 4. Part of an egg.
Yolk.
Yolk. You guys, you have to catch her on the buzzer. Okay, question number 5. This is all Soumya all the way so far. Question number 5. Many of these vehicles that we call to take us to the airport are traditional...
School bus?
Ooh. Minus 5 now. Are traditionally yellow. Many of these vehicles that we call to take us to the airport are traditionally yellow.
Taxi
is right. Question pass. No, just pass to him so you don't have to buzz again. 5 points. Very good. Nihar opens his account. Question number 6. Yellow on a traffic sign means this.
Pedestrian walking.
No, that's not correct. Minus 5. Question pass. Yellow on a traffic sign means... you don't have to buzz, Jinaz. It's your turn.
Traffic light.
What does it mean?
Slow.
Yes, go slow. So you're zeroed out now.
That.
Yes, I know. Everybody knew that. It's a question of who gets it first. Okay, question number 7. Very sour fruit from which we get a delicious drink. that we can drink on hot days?
Lemon.
Lemon. Very good. Lemonade. Yes, that happens. By the way, everybody, you have to, whatever you have to say, say it close to the mic so that our listeners can listen to. Okay? All right. Question number 8. Vegetable that grows in ears and has a covering of green.
Corn.
Corn. Very good. 10 points to Nihar. Question number 9. A star that gives us bright light.
Sun.
Sun is right. That was Soumya. Very good. 10 points. And last question on things that are yellow. We use this yellow milk product to make ghee. We use this yellow milk product on toast.
Butter.
Butter. That's right. All right. We've come to the end of the first round. Don't worry about your points, guys. We have 2 more categories with 20 more questions. So this is still anybody's game. And now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550 is the number for the studio. And here's our first listener question of our episode today. Still in the category of things that are yellow. When we say someone is yellow, we mean that he is a... When we say someone is... Hi, you're on the air. And please turn down the radio behind you. No. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is a coward.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni and my answer is he's a bright person.
He's a bad person?
Bright.
Bright person. Okay. Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Basira, and I think the answer is that they're a really nice person.
Is that Rushira?
Vasuda.
Vasuda. Okay, thank you, Vasuda.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is a coward.
Thank you, Sinchina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
This is Nikki.
Nikki?
And I think Nikki.
And the answer is?
He's a bright person.
Bright person, okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is bright person.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Aryan. I think the answer is somebody is happy.
Aryan? Thank you, Aryan.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is feeling coward.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, my name is Ashna.
And what's your answer, Ashna?
Kobo.
What's that?
Kobo.
I did not understand that. Do you want to spell it?
Coward.
Coward. Ashna. Okay. Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Vardhan and the answer is coward.
Vardhan. Thank you, Vardhan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. My name is Satvik and the answer is a coward.
Satvik. Thank you, Satvik. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Who's this? What's your name?
Hello, my name is Shruti and the answer is coward.
What's your name again?
Shruti.
Thank you, Shruti. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yash B and I think the answer is sick or anemic.
Sick or anemic. Okay, thank you, Yash. All right, Yash was the last caller for this question. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Soumya will pick the winner from all the correct answers and we'll also see how the kids in the studio are doing with respect to points. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jeja, Sawal Kiyeja. Sawal Kiyeja. Kiyajam. This is your host Vidya, and you are listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Welcome back. This, we just finished round one, which was things that were yellow. And let's see, before we see how the kids in the studio are doing, let's see who was the winner of our first listener question. But before Soumya reads that out, I'm going to actually tell you what the answer was. The question was, when we say someone is yellow, we mean that he is a... And we had very diverse answers to this one, which I was not expecting. Some people said they're sick. And some people said that that could mean they are bright or they are happy. But the correct answer is that yellow is a color, very unfairly, I think, used to say that someone is being a coward, that someone is not being brave. So the coward was the right answer. From all the correct answers, Soumya has picked the winner. And Soumya, go ahead.
The winner for the first listener question is Ashna.
Ashna, all right. So Ashna, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to reach us if you want to participate on the show. And we are looking for participants. We really like all of you who are listening to the show to be come on the show like Soumya did today. Because you know what? You have a 1 in 10 chance of winning a prize if you're calling in, but you have a 100% chance of winning a prize if you come to the studio. So I hope that's incentive for you to come to the studio and participate and be on the show. So please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about the show as well. And if you have categories, ideas to suggest, we're going to use them. Next week, in fact, we have three boys, I think, who will be coming to the studio, and they have requested that we do a show that is very specific to their interests, like cars and video games and things like that. So we can always do that. So just let us know. Before we see what the kids in the studio have got in terms of points, I want to mention our second sponsor for the show. Our second sponsor is Tinker. You just heard their ad. That's Tinker with a Y, TYNKER.com. They are a company that has created a very, very amazing visual programming application that your kids can use to learn programming. It's a really fun way of learning programming, especially if your children are young. So that's something that you need to check out, tinker.com, T-Y-N-K-E-R. And the best way to try them out is to try their summer camps, which are being offered this summer for the first time. So please do check out tinker.com. All right, with that, let's see how the kids in the studio are doing. Jinaz, how many points do you have?
5.
Nihar, how about you?
15.
And Soumya, how many points do you have?
50
points. Soumya has 50. All right. Everybody's doing really well so far, but we have two more rounds to go, and this could be anybody's game. So we're going to do a little buzzer check to make sure everybody's buzzers are working. And of course, you know that you have to buzz really fast if you think you know the answer. That was Jinaz. What about you, Nihar? Very good. And Soumya? Good. Everybody's buzzers are working, and we move on to the next category, which is the opposites category. Opposites. All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Yes.
There you go. Maybe we should do opposites of ready, not ready. Opposites. Ready? First one. Behind.
Front.
Mm-mm, not correct. The opposite of front would be back. No, it passes to you, Ajanas. You don't have to buzz.
In front?
She just said that. You lose those 5 points. Question passes to Nihar. Opposite of behind. In front, in back. Front is back. Behind. He was behind in the race. He was...
Ahead.
Ahead. 5 points. Very good. All right. Question number 2. Opposite number 2. Many.
Few.
Very good, Jinaz. 10 points. Question number 3. Never.
Always.
Always. Very good. That was Soumya. Number 4. Curly.
Straight.
5. Tame.
Wild.
Very good. 6. Quiet.
Loud.
Okay. I'll accept that. 10 points to Jinaz. Question number 7. And I will tell you the... Okay. Question number 7. Appear.
Disappear.
Question number 8. Borrow.
Use.
You borrow something, then you use it. It's not an opposite.
What was the question?
Borrow. It passes to Nihar. You don't have to buzz.
Give.
Minus five for you. Question passes to Soumya.
Take.
No. No. Take is a sort of synonym of borrow. It's not an opposite. Borrow. Lend. Lend. The library lends you books, you borrow books. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Number nine. Broad. Broad. That road is broad. That road is... This road is...
What does broad mean?
Broad means wide. Broad. Broad.
Thin?
No. Close. But not correct. Question passes to Nihar. You don't have to buzz. Narrow. Very good. 5 points. And the last one. Deep.
Hi.
No.
I know.
It question passes to Nihar.
Shallow.
Shallow. That's right.
Both of the times I was going
to
say that.
Okay. So that was the opposite sound. Went by very quickly. And it's time for our listener question. Second listener question. And the phone number to call in is 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. This time, Nihar will pick the winner from all the correct answers. And here it is in the opposites category. The word is help. The word is help. 510-770-1550. Help. Don't tell me our listeners are stumped by this. Help. Let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Tinder.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? No. 510. Oh, hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sattvik, and I think the answer is Tinder.
Sattvik?
Yeah.
Thank you, Sattvik. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, go ahead. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air right now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Savina. I think the answer is Tinder.
Thank you, Savina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Vibha, and the answer... Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Vibha.
Yes, and the answer is?
And the answer is receive.
Receive. Okay, thank you, Vibha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Tinder.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is Tinder.
Thank you, Tanisha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay, and I think the word is Tinder.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Tinder.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Varun, and I think the answer is Tinder.
Thank you, Varun. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Shruti, and the answer is Hindu.
Thank you, Shruti, and last caller for second question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Nikki.
Yes, Nikki, and the answer is?
I think the answer is hurt.
Hurt, okay. The Nikki was the last caller for the question number two, listener question number two. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see how the kids in the studio are doing and we'll see who the winner of the second listener question was. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja Sawal Kiye Ja. Okay, that was really anemic. Jieja Sawal Kiye Ja.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jieja
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Thank you. A little louder. Jieja Right, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. You're listening to Vidya, and I'm here with third graders Jinaz, Nihar, and Soumya. And we just finished our second category, and we had, the category was opposites. The listener question was, what's the opposite of the word help? And the correct answer was hinder. And from all the correct answers, Nihar has picked the winner, and Nihar is now going to announce it.
The winner for the second category listener question is Pooja.
Pooja, all right. Congratulations, Pooja. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention the question and answer. And both are winners for today so far, Ashna and Pooja. Please write to us today itself. And if any of you want to come back and participate on the show, please also use the same email safariquizshow@gmail.com to let us know. Before we see how the kids in the studio are doing with respect to points, let's mention our third sponsor, who is Anil Ratnani of New York Life, who can provide you with creative ideas and strategies to use financial and insurance solutions to secure your child's future. Call Anil at 408-634-5020 to learn more, or visit anilratnani.com, A-N-I-L-R-A-T-N-A-N-I.com, and get informed about the options to make sure that you have what it needs to plan for your child's educational needs in the future. Okay, now let's see how everybody's doing on points. Jinaz, how many points do you have?
15.
15. Still, we still have a whole round left. What about you, Nihar?
35.
35. And Soumya?
10, 20, 20, 40, 50, 60.
60 points. So this is still very, very close. And we are now going to do a tougher round. And I hope, if you guys, don't worry if you don't know it right away, I'll try and provide you lots and lots of clues. Yes, Soumya has something to say.
What does hinder mean?
Hinder is the opposite of help. That means instead of actually helping someone, you're preventing them from doing what they want to do.
Oh.
Help, that is going and assisting someone, and hinder, stopping someone them from doing what they're trying to do. So your help is making it possible, hinder is making it more difficult. All right. Hinder. Yes, hinder is the opposite. See, I didn't ask you guys. I asked our listeners who went to Google Uncle and found out. And that's the way to do it. You now know a new word, hinder, which is the opposite of help, right? Okay, our third category is Bay Area Landmarks. Bay Area Landmarks, and this is not just necessarily famous places, but places that kids might know and might like to visit. All right? First one. Ready? Oh, let's do a buzzer check. Jinaz. Nihar. Soumya. Yep, everybody's buzzers are working. First question. Red-orange bridge that's known by another color.
Golden Gate Bridge.
Golden Gate Bridge. Very good, Jinaz. 10 points. Question number two. Mango-colored building in San Jose that has an earthquake simulator. You can actually pretend to be on an earthquake in this building. It's for kids. It's a very fun place for kids to visit. Mango-colored building in San Jose. And it's famous for being mango-colored. Like orange mango-colored building.
San Jose Museum.
Which one? I'm still allowing you to, if you can tell me which museum. No. Minus five for you. Question passes to Soumya.
Wait, what was the question again?
Mango-colored building in San Jose that has an earthquake simulator. So if you want to know what it feels like to have to experience an earthquake, instead of waiting for the real one, which will happen, you can go here. Yes.
Is it the Tech Museum?
It's the Tech Museum. Very good.
My sister went there for a field trip.
Field trip, yes. And I encourage kids of all ages to try it out. Don't be put off by the fact that it's very sciencey, because there's a lot of fun stuff. Like I said, you can go and pretend to be an astronaut in space, which is great fun. You can pretend to be in an earthquake, which is another really fun thing to do. So summer vacations are coming up. It's a great place to visit. All right. Question number three. Famous prison that's no longer a prison but visited by tourists now.
Alcatraz.
Very good. 10 points to Nihar. Question number four. World famous university in Palo Alto. World famous university in Palo Alto, which your parents, I bet, are planning for you to go to right now.
Stanford University.
Very good. 10 points to Soumya. Question number 5. Building in the Oakland Hills, which has a museum and a giant telescope. Very common to go here on field trips. Building in the Oakland Hills, which has a museum, a space center, and a giant telescope. In fact, you can actually go some nights, some clear nights, you can go here and look through the telescope at the sky. Can you imagine? What a fabulous evening activity it is. No? Blank? Chabot Science and Space Center. Chabot Space Center. Chabot. C-H-A-B-O-T. Parents, if you're listening, write it down. Take your kids. It's fabulous, and they have a, if they still have it, I hope they still have it, but they have a whole floor to made over to Bill Nye, the science guy, and there are so many fun experiments that you can do there. It's a lot of fun. Okay, question number 6. Strange house in San Jose with 160 rooms that's supposed to be haunted. Strange house in San Jose with 160 rooms that is supposed to be haunted. We actually have a haunted house in the Bay Area. It's named after the heiress of a rifle company. Yeah, it's named after a person who made her, the family made their money off of rifles. Strange house in San Jose. Kids are drawing a blank. The Winchester Mystery House. Winchester Mystery House.
I studied that, but I forgot it.
I know. If you haven't visited it, it's hard to remember. Question number 7. Contrary to its name, this airport is actually in San Mateo County. Contrary to its name, this airport is actually in San Mateo County. How many airports are there? Which is the most famous one? Take a guess. Take a guess. Swami, you have a lot of points. You have to guess.
No, I didn't study any airports.
Yeah, but how many airports do you know in the Bay Area? There are, well, the big ones, there are only 3 of them.
No idea.
San Francisco
Airport. Absolutely, it's San Francisco Airport, but it's actually in San Mateo County. 10 points, very good. 10 points, good. All right, 3 more questions. Are we going to have a tiebreaker? Maybe, depends. Question number 8. This technology company has its headquarters at One Infinite Loop, Cupertino, and it makes the iPad. This technology company...
Apple.
Correct,
Nasba.
Didn't work?
No, I was pushing it like this, and then she pushed it faster.
Faster? Okay, question number 9. Hey, I'm doing a service to all the parents out there, I think, with this particular topic, right? They can go and visit these places. Yeah. Summer vacation is coming up. You're welcome, parents. Question number 9. This fun place for kids is located in the Golden Gate Park. It has actually, I believe it has an alligator inside it. This museum for kids is located in the Golden Gate Park. It has, I think, an albino python. And, of course, many other exhibits, including a planetarium, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, planetarium, an albino python, an alligator. Hey! If you don't know this place, I'll tell you, and then you have to go there. Golden Gate Park Museum. No?
You've been there.
Uh-oh. This museum for kids is located in the Golden Gate Park. It is the California Academy of Sciences. California Academy of Sciences. All right. Last question. I think you might know this one. This fun place in Santa Clara is home to many roller coasters. This fun place in Santa Clara is home to many roller coasters.
Great America.
Great America. Very good. 10 points. All right. So that was Nihar. Don't count your points just yet. We're going to do a listener question. When we come back, we'll find out who won today's episode. And here is our listener question, still talking about places to visit in the Bay Area, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. Museum in San Jose, where you can see actual Egyptian mummies. Museum in San Jose, where you can see actual Egyptian mummies. Real ones. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our first caller. They're going to look it up now. Museum in San Jose, where you can see actual Egyptian mummies. This is a great place to visit, a hidden gem of the Bay Area. You can go and find out how the Egyptian people lived. You can, in fact, play some of the games they used to play then. And see papyrus scrolls and jewelry and mummies, of course, and sarcophagi. Do we have a caller? Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sadarshan, and studying 6th grade, and it's the answer is Rosicrucian Museum.
Sudarshan, welcome to the show. Thank you, and I hope to see you here in the studio sometime. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm Arya, and I think the answer is Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
Thank you, Arya. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashu, and the answer is the Rosicrucian Museum.
Thank you, Ashu. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Satwik, and the answer is the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
Thank you, Satwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Somi, and the answer is Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
Thank you, Somi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Savina. The answer is the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
What's the name again?
Savina, S-U-V-I-N-A.
And what was your answer again?
The Egyptian Museum, the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
Thank you, Savina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchina, and I think the answer is the Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
Thank you, Sinchina. And last... No, we have a few more. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Neha, and the answer is Rosicrucian Egyptian Museum.
What was your name again?
My name is Neha.
Neha. Thank you, Neha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tanisha, and the answer is the Rosicrucian Museum.
Thank you, Tanisha. And now the last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shruti, and the answer is Rosicrucian Museum.
Thank you, Shruti. Shruti was the last caller for question number 3, our third listener question. When we come back, Janaz is going to pick the winner from these, and then we're going to see who won today's show. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. It's the end of our episode for today, so we are going to just find out who won our third listener question and who won in our studio. So let's first check who won in our studio. Then we'll check who won our listener question. Janaz, how many points do you have?
I have 35.
35. Nihar?
I have 60.
60. That's very good. And Soumya?
I have
10,
20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 75 points.
75. Soumya is the winner for today. Awesome job. And see, it paid to come on the show, right?
Yeah.
Even though she came all the way from Tracy. Something I really, really appreciate. All right, now Janaz has picked the winner of our third listener question. Go ahead, Janaz. Who won?
The winner for the third listener question is Savina.
Savina. All right. Savina, write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Safari Quiz Show. And please do so today. And don't forget to mention the question and the answer. The question was a museum in San Jose where you can see actual Egyptian mummies. It's the Rosicrucian Museum. And if you haven't seen it, it's a real treat. So now summer holidays are coming up and you can definitely go and take a look at the mummies if that's what you're interested in. And that's our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Anu and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. First of all, wishing every mom who's listening to the show and the mom of all our contestants today a very, very happy Mother's Day. This is your host Vidya saying Jieja, Sawal Kieja.